This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you, and good afternoon. Well, the third week of October brings another week of harvest, and crop yields and quality have been good for the majority of farmers I've talked to. Amy Rozier, general manager of Hamel Co-op, says the same thing, and that the main issues farmers have this season is the price. Today we'll catch up with Amy about harvest progress in the Hamel area and what they've been working on at Hamel Co-op.
Things have been looking good. Harvest is progressing and the quality of the grain's all been good. The only complaints that farmers have had is where the prices have been. So we've had a lot of people do price later contracts on their grain and take advantage of that thing we offer.
Well, sounds really good. I assume you've probably had some extended hours for harvest and have had some long hours for grain coming in.
Yeah, we sure have. We've had extended hours. Our hours we try to accommodate our customers the best we can, and our hours fluctuate based on our customers' needs. So we've been putting in some long hours and had some long weekends.
Well, I think you're in the same boat as anybody with an elevator right now. Would you be able to give us an update maybe on how far along harvest is in Hamel and surrounding areas? You'd think about how much is left percentage-wise?
Soybean-wise, I think guys are starting to get rounded up except for double crops and stuff like that. First crop, I think guys are trying to finish up. I'd say we're about 65 to 70%. And then corn, a lot of guys took a break on corn, went to beans, and now they're headed back to corn. We're probably at that 50% mark on corn.
Sounds good. And as far as storage goes, everything good there? Do you have plenty of room?
Yeah, we sure do. We got plenty of room. Our DP rates are right now 30 cents a bushel and 3 cents after the first of the year a month.
All right. Well, sounds good. Everything's going well on the grain side of things. I know you've also got a lot of other things to offer at Hamel Co-op, and you said you guys have been putting on some fertilizer lately.
Yeah, we got our wheat fertilizer all out. Now we've started on our plow-down fertilizer. We've been out spreading that, weather permitting. We got rained out of a couple places, but there's always other places to spread that are dry. So we've been busy on that. Feed's really picked up with the cooler weather, so we keep very busy here at Hamel.
I do know that every time I talk to you, you've got something going on, which is a good thing. As far as the fertilizer, that's just something call in to order if guys would like to get that put on?
Yeah, definitely. We have a Terragator that we put it on with, and then we also have some guys that still like to put on their own, so we have buggies available for that as well.
Sounds great. And as we are, you know, in the middle of harvest, soon we'll be thinking about planting season next spring. And I know that now is probably a good time to start thinking about seed orders. And you do have that option at Hamel Co-op also.
You sure do. We offer Asgrow and DeKalb seeds. And our prepay period, our first prepay is November 15th. And that's the best bang for your buck. We also offer Mershman's seed, Agrigold, and Burris. So we have quite a selection for our customers to accommodate what they're looking for, whether it be Liberty Link or the Extend technology.
And so you mentioned that November 15th date. So is that the deadline to have orders in by to get maybe a price break?
Yeah, we have an 8% cash discount through Asgrow and DeKalb. By that date, we have a 10% discount on Agrigold, and I think it's a 9% on Mershman.
Definitely something for guys to be thinking about as they are considering what to plant next spring. And Amy, the last time I stopped by, we chatted briefly about how the bee business was going, and you said things had picked up, and I saw a pretty neat-looking hive in the shop there.
Yeah, we have gotten in one of the flow hives, and I've actually sold a couple. It's quite popular with the younger generation and people just starting because you don't have quite the equipment expense that you do with a traditional hive. But, yep, bee season is coming to an end. Guys are starting to winterize their hives and getting ready for that, so we got all the supplies you need.
Sounds great. And what was so neat about the flow hive, which anyone that is in the beekeeping industry probably has heard of this, but if they haven't, there's a little less work involved than with the traditional hive.
Yes, definitely. There is like an Allen wrench tool that you use to just unlock the cells, and you kind of just put a tap in there, it's almost like getting syrup out of a, or sap out of a maple tree. It's pretty cool. You don't have the extractor materials and stuff like that. I do still encourage beekeepers to inspect their hives. I think that's very important. And for new people especially that might not have the bee experience, the flow hive, that's probably be the one negative drawback, is that you don't actually have to get into your hive to inspect it. But good beekeepers are always going to be getting in there and checking it out, checking the health of the bees, make sure there's no problems going on inside the hive.
All right. Sounds great. Well, we know that you always keep us in the loop on what's new and what's going on at Hamel Co-op. Amy, one other thing that I wanted to mention and to talk to you about, you are accepting donations at your location there in Hamel to help a family that they're hosting a benefit for this coming weekend.
Yes, we are accepting donations, silent auction and live auction items for the Rensing family benefit. Chad and his family have been a good customer of ours over the years. I also went to high school with Chad and his wife. So I've known them for quite a long time. They suffered that tragedy with their losing their nursery barn for their hogs, and they have given so much back to the community through 4-H kids, helping them with their 4-H projects, getting them started. We're just trying to do something for them, help them out with their time of need.
Well, that's so awesome that you are helping them out, and I was able to visit with a couple of the ladies involved in planning the benefit, and it just sounds like the whole community is coming together, and great that you could be a part of that. Amy, if people have questions about donating for the benefit or would just like to stop by and see you or talk to you, hours of operation and maybe a phone number.
We are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays we're here from 8 a.m. to noon. Our hours do extend during harvest depending on customer need with grain, so we might be here longer. It just depends. You can always give us a call at 618-633-2215.
Amy Rozier, General Manager for Hamel Co-op, and we'll be back with more after these messages. The Environmental Protection Agency announced new restrictions for dicamba-based herbicides on Friday, classifying dicamba as a restricted-use product. The EPA said that only certified pesticide applicators or people under their supervision will be allowed to spray dicamba. The EPA also is reducing the maximum wind speed and the hours during each day when dicamba may be sprayed and will require farmers to keep records proving they're complying with the product label, according to Reuters. Monsanto says the EPA decision will, quote, ensure farmers have even more success with dicamba-based herbicides, such as Monsanto's Roundup Ready Xtend crop system. Thousands of complaints during this growing season and many last year of dicamba drifting to neighboring fields not tolerant to the herbicide prompted the announcement by the EPA. Business leaders from the U.S. and Korea are pressing South Korea and the United States to eliminate the uncertainty around the U.S.-Korea Free Trade Agreement known as CORUS. The U.S.-Korea Business Council, along with the Korea-U.S. Business Council, issued a joint statement calling CORUS a platform to expand bilateral trade. President Trump has threatened to withdraw the U.S. from the agreement, and Korea has agreed to a renegotiation effort by the Trump administration. However, the two business councils, led by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, expressed concern with the discussions and the limited consultation with the business community. The statement points out the benefits of CORUS to the U.S., noting that Korean tariffs have been reduced or eliminated. U.S. exports of ag products such as beef and pork have increased because of the trade agreement. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.